Isaiah chapter 15. The burden of Moab. Because in the night Ar of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence, because in the night Ker of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence, he has gone up to Bajith and to Dibon, the high places, to weep. Moab shall howl over Nebo and over Medeba, on all their heads shall be baldness and every beard cut off. In their streets they shall gird themselves with sackcloth, on the tops of their houses, and in their streets every one shall howl, weeping abundantly. And Heshbon shall cry, and Elealeh, their voice shall be heard, even to Jahaz. Therefore the armed soldiers of Moab shall cry out, his life shall be grievous unto him. My heart shall cry out for Moab, his fugitive shall flee unto Zoar, a heifer of 3 years old, for by the mountain up of Luhith, with weeping shall they go up, for in the way of Horonaim they shall raise up a cry of destruction. From the waters of Nimrim shall be, for the waters of Nimrim shall be desolate, for the hay has withered away, the grass fails, there is no green thing. Therefore the abundance they have gotten, and that which they have laid up, shall they carry away to the brook of the willows. For the cry has gone round about the borders of Moab, the howling thereof to Eglaim, and the howling thereof to Berylim. For the waters of Dimon shall be full of blood, for I will bring more upon Dimon, lions upon him that escapes of Moab, and upon the remnant of the land. Isaiah chapter 16. Send you the lamb to the ruler of the land from Selah to the wilderness, unto the mount of the daughter of Zion. For it shall be that, as a wandering bird cast out of the nest, so the daughters of Moab shall be at the fords of Arnon. Take counsel, execute judgment, make your shadow as the night in the midst of the noonday. Hide the outcast, reveal not him that wanders. Let my outcast dwell with you, Moab, be you a covert to them from the face of the spoiler. For the extortioner is at an end, the spoiler ceases, the oppressors are consumed out of the land. And in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment and hastening righteousness. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud, even of his haughtiness and his pride and his wrath, but his lies shall not be so. Therefore shall Moab howl for Moab, every one shall howl, for the foundations of Kir-Haseth shall you mourn, surely they are stricken. For the fields of Heshbon languish, and the vine of Sibmah, the lords of the heathen have broken down the principal plants thereof. They have even come to Jazeer, they wandered through the wilderness, her branches were stretched out, they have gone over the sea. Therefore I will bewail with the weeping of Jazer, the vine of Sibmah. I will water you with my tears, O Heshbon and Elealeh, for the shouting for your summer fruits and for your harvest has fallen. And gladness is taken away, and joy out of the plentiful field, and in the vineyards there shall be no singing, neither shall there be shouting, the treaders shall tread out no wine in their presses, I have made their vintage shouting to cease. Therefore my bowel shall sound like a harp for Moab, and my inward parts for Kir-Haresh. And it shall come to pass, when it is seen that Moab is weary on the high place, that he shall come to his sanctuary to pray, but he shall not prevail. This is the word that Yahweh has spoken concerning Moab since that time. But now Yahweh has spoken, saying, within 3 years, as the years of a hireling, and the glory of Moab shall be dishonored with all that great multitude, and the remnant shall be very small and feeble. Isaiah chapter 17. The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. The cities of Aroa are forsaken, they shall be for flocks which shall lie down, and none shall make them afraid. The fortress also shall cease from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria. They shall be as the glory of the children of Israel, says Yahweh of hosts. And in that day it shall come to pass that the glory of Jacob shall be made thin, and the fatness of his flesh shall become lean. And it shall be as when the harvest man gathers the corn, and reaps the ears with his arm, and it shall be as he that gathers ears in the valley of Rephaim, yet gleaning grapes shall be left in it, as the shaking of an olive tree, two or three olives in the top of the uppermost bough, four or five in the outmost fruitful branches thereof, says Yahweh God of Israel. At that day shall a man look to his Maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. And he shall not look to the altars, the work of his hands, neither shall he respect that which his fingers have made, either the groves or the images. In that day shall his strong cities be as a forsaken bough, and an uppermost branch, which they left because of the children of Israel, and there shall be desolation. Because you have forgotten the God of your salvation, and have not been mindful of the rock of your strength, therefore shall you plant pleasant plants, and shall set it with strange slips. In the day shall you make your plant to grow, and in the morning shall you make your seed to flourish, but the harvest shall be a heap in the day of grief and of desperate sorrow. Woe to the multitude of many people, which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. The nation shall rush like the rushings, The nation shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. And behold, at evening trouble, and before the morning he is not. This is the portion of them that spoil us, and the lot of them that rob us. Isaiah chapter 18. Woe to the land shattering with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that sends ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes up the waters, saying, Go, you swift messengers, to a nation scattered and peeled, to a people terrible from their beginning till now, a nation meted out and trodden down, whose land the rivers have spoiled. All you inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see you when he lifts up an ensign on the mountains, and when he blows a trumpet, hear you. For so Yahweh said unto me, I will take my rest, and I will consider in my dwelling place, like a clear heat upon herbs, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For before the harvest, when the bud is perfect, and the sour grape is ripening in the flower, he shall both cut off the sprigs with pruning hooks, and take away and cut down the branches. They shall be left together to the fowls of the mountains and to the beasts of the earth, and the fowls shall summer upon them, and all the beasts of the earth shall winter upon them. In that time shall the present be brought unto Yahweh of hosts of a people scattered and peeled, and from a people terrible from their beginning hitherto. A nation meted out and trodden underfoot, whose land the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of Yahweh of hosts, the Mount Zion. Isaiah chapter 19. The burden of Egypt. Behold, Yahweh rides upon a swift cloud, and shall come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. And I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they shall fight every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbour, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof, and I will destroy the council thereof, and they shall seek to the idols and to the charmers and to them that have familiar spirits and to the wizards. And the Egyptians will I give over into the hand of a cruel lord, and a fierce king shall rule over them, says the Lord Yahweh of hosts. And the waters shall fail from the sea, and the river shall be wasted and dried up, and they shall turn the rivers far away, and the brooks of defence shall be emptied and dried up. The reeds and rushes shall wither. The paper reeds by the brooks, by the mouth of the brooks, and everything sown by the brooks shall wither, be driven away, and be no more. The fishers also shall mourn, and all they that cast angle into the brook shall lament, and they that spread nets upon the waters shall languish. Moreover, they that work in fine flax, and they that weave network shall be confounded. And they shall be broken in the purposes thereof, all that make wages and ponds for fish. Surely the princes of Zoan are fools, the counsel of the wise counsellors of Pharaoh has become brutish. How say you unto Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? Where are they? Where are your wise men? And let them tell you now, and let them know what Yahweh of hosts has purposed upon Egypt. The princes of Zoan have become fools, the princes of Noph are deceived, they have also seduced Egypt, even they that are the stay of the tribes thereof. Yahweh has mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof, and they have caused Egypt to err in every work thereof, as a drunken man staggers in his vomit. Neither shall there be any work for Egypt, which the head or tail, branch or rush may do. In that day shall Egypt be like unto women, and it shall be afraid and fear because of the shaking of the hand of Yahweh of hosts, which he shakes over it. And the land of Judah shall be a terror to Egypt. Every one that makes mention thereof shall be afraid in himself because of the counsel of Yahweh of hosts, which he has determined against it. In that day shall five cities in the land of Egypt speak the language of Canaan, and swear to Yahweh of hosts, one shall be called the city of destruction. In that day shall there be an altar to Yahweh in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at the border thereof to Yahweh. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto Yahweh of hosts in the land of Egypt, for they shall cry unto Yahweh because of the oppressors, and he shall send them a saviour, and a great one, and he shall deliver them. And Yahweh shall be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know Yahweh in that day, and shall do sacrifice and oblation. Yes, they shall vow a vow unto Yahweh and perform it. And Yahweh shall smite Egypt, he shall smite and heal it, and they shall return even to Yahweh, and he shall be entreated of them, and shall heal them. In that day shall there be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians shall serve with the Assyrians. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, even a blessing in the midst of the land, whom Yahweh of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed be Egypt my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel my inheritance. Isaiah chapter 20. In the year that Tartan came to Ashdod, when Sargon the king of Assyria sent him, and fought against Ashdod and took it, at the same time spoke Yahweh by Isaiah the son of Amoz, saying, Go and loose the sackcloth from off your loins, and put off your shoe from your foot. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. And Yahweh said, Like as my servant Isaiah has walked naked and barefoot 3 years for a sign and wonder upon Egypt and upon Ethiopia, so shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians prisoners and the Ethiopians captives, young and old, naked and barefoot, even with their buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt. And they shall be afraid and ashamed of Ethiopia their expectation, and of Egypt their glory. And the inhabitant of this isle shall say in that day, Behold, such is our expectation wherever we flee for help, to be delivered from the king of Assyria. And how shall we escape? Isaiah chapter 21. The burden of the desert of the sea. As whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it comes from the desert from a terrible land. A grievous vision is declared unto me, the treacherous dealer deals treacherously, and the spoiler spoils. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media, all the sighing thereof have I made to cease. Therefore are my loins filled with pain, pangs have taken hold upon me, as the pangs of a woman that labours. I was bowed down at the hearing of it, I was dismayed at the seeing of it. My heart panted, fearfulness frightened me, the night of my pleasure has he turned into fear unto me. Prepare the table, watch in the watchtower, eat, drink, arise, you princes, and anoint the shield. For thus has the Lord said to me, go set a watchman, let him declare what he sees. And he saw a chariot with a couple of horsemen, a chariot of donkeys, and a chariot of camels, and he listened diligently with much heed. And he cried, a lion, my lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I have set in my ward whole nights. And behold, here comes a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her gods he has broken unto the ground. O my threshing, and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. The burden of Duma, he calls to me out of Seir, watchman, what of the night, watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning comes and also the night, if you will inquire, inquire you, return, come. The burden upon Arabia. In the forest in Arabia shall you lodge, O you travelling companies of Dedanim. The inhabitants of the land of Tema brought water to him that was thirsty. They met with their bread him that fled. For they fled from the swords, from the drawn sword, and from the bent bow, and from the grievousness of war. For thus has the Lord said to me, within a year, according to the years of a hireling, and all the glory of Kedar shall fail, and the residue of the number of archers, the mighty men of the children of Kedar, shall be diminished, for Yahweh God of Israel hath spoken it. Isaiah chapter 22. The burden of the valley of vision. What ails you now that you are wholly gone up to the housetops, you that are full of noise, a tumultuous city, a joyous city, your slain men are not slain with the sword, nor dead in battle. All your rulers have fled together, they are bound by the archers, all that are found in you are bound together, which have fled from afar. Therefore said I, look away from me, I will weep bitterly, labour not to comfort me because of the spoiling of the daughter of my people. For it is a day of trouble, and of treading down, and of perplexity by the Lord Yahweh of hosts in the valley of vision, breaking down the walls, and of crying to the mountains. And Elam bore the quiver with chariots of men and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. And it shall come to pass that your choicest valleys shall be full of chariots, and the horsemen shall set themselves in array at the gate. And he discovered the covering of Judah, and you did look in that day to the armour of the house of the forest. You have seen also the breaches of the city of David, that they are many, and you gathered together the waters of the lower pool. And you have numbered the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses have you broken down to fortify the wall. You made also a ditch between the two walls for the water of the old pool, but you have not looked unto the maker thereof, neither had respect unto him that fashioned it long ago. And in that day did the Lord Yahweh of hosts call to weeping, and to mourning, and to baldness, and to girding with sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. And it was revealed in my ears by Yahweh of hosts, surely this iniquity shall not be purged from you till you die, says the Lord Yahweh of hosts. Thus says the Lord Yahweh of hosts, go, get you unto this treasurer, even to Shebna, which is over the house, and say, what have you here, and whom have you here, that you have hewed you out a sepulchre here, as he that hews him out a sepulchre on high, and that carved a habitation for himself in a rock? Behold, Yahweh will carry you away with a mighty captivity, and will surely cover you. He will surely violently turn and toss you like a ball into a large country. There shall you die, and there the chariots of your glory shall be the shame of your Lord's house. And I will drive you from your station, and from your state shall he pull you down. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with your robe, and strengthen him with your girdle, and I will commit your government into his hand, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to the house of Judah. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. And they shall hang upon him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the issue, all vessels of small quantity, from the vessels of cups, even to all the vessels of bottles. In that day, says Yahweh of hosts, shall the nail that is fastened in the sure place be removed, and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was upon it shall be cut off, for Yahweh has spoken it. Isaiah chapter 23. The burden of Tyre. Howl, you ships of Tarshish, for it is laid waste, so that there is no house, no entering in. From the land of Chittim it is revealed to them. Be still, you inhabitants of the isle, you whom the merchants of Zidon that pass over the sea have replenished. And by great waters the seed of Sihor, the harvest of the river, is her revenue, and she is a mart of nations. Be you ashamed, O Zidon, for the sea has spoken, even the strength of the sea, saying, I labour not, nor bring forth children, neither do I nourish up young men, nor bring up virgins. As at the report concerning Egypt, so shall they be greatly pained at the report of Tyre. Pass you over to Tarshish, howl, you inhabitants of the isle. Is this your joyous city, whose antiquity is of ancient days? Her own feet shall carry her afar off to dwell. Who has taken this counsel against Tyre, the crowning city, whose merchants are princes, whose traders are the honourable of the earth? Yahweh of hosts has purposed it to stain the pride of all glory, and to bring into contempt all the honourable of the earth. Pass through your land as a river, O daughter of Tarshish, there is no more strength. He stretched out his hand over the sea, he shook the kingdoms. Yahweh has given a commandment against the merchant city, to destroy the strongholds thereof. And he said, you shall no more rejoice, O you oppressed virgin, daughter of Zidon. Arise, pass over to Chittim, there also shall you have no rest. Behold, the land of the Chaldeans, this people was not, till the Assyrian founded it for them that dwell in the wilderness. They set up the towers thereof, they raised up the palaces thereof, and he brought it to ruin. Howl, you ships of Tarshish, for your strength is laid waste. And it shall come to pass in that day that Tyre shall be forgotten 70 years, according to the days of one king. After the end of 70 years shall Tyre sing as a harlot. Take a harp, go about the city, you harlot that has been forgotten. Make sweet melody, sing many songs, that you may be remembered. And it shall come to pass after the end of 70 years that Yahweh will visit Tyre, and she shall turn to her hire, and shall commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth. And her merchandise and her hire shall be holiness to Yahweh, it shall not be treasured nor laid up, for her merchandise shall be for them that dwell before Yahweh, to eat sufficiently, and for durable clothing. Isaiah chapter 24. Behold, Yahweh makes the earth empty, and makes it waste, and turns it upside down, and scatters abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. The land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for Yahweh hath spoken this word. The earth mourns and fades away, the world languishes and fades away. The haughty people of the earth do languish, the earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate, therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. The new wine mourns, the vine languishes, all the merry-hearted do sigh. The joy of tambourines ceases, the noise of them that rejoice ends, the joy of the harp ceases. They shall not drink wine with a song, strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. The city of confusion is broken down, every house is shut up, that no man may come in. There is a crying for wine in the streets, all joy is darkened, the rejoicing of the land is gone. In the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. When thus it shall be in the midst of the land among the people, there shall be as the shaking of an olive tree, and as the gleaning grapes when the vintage is done. They shall lift up their voice, they shall sing for the majesty of Yahweh, they shall cry aloud from the sea. Therefore glorify you, Yahweh, in the fires, even the name of Yahweh, God of Israel, in the isles of the sea. From the utmost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe unto me. The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously, yes, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who flees from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that comes up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare, for the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is utterly broken down, the earth is clean dissolved, the earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And they shall be gathered together, as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days shall they be visited. Then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed, when Yahweh of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion, and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients gloriously. Isaiah chapter 25. O Yahweh, you are my God, I will exalt you, I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For you have made of a city a heap, of a defence city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify you, the city of the terrible nation shall fear you. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy, in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. You shall bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud, the branch of the terrible one shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall Yahweh of hosts make unto all the people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord Yahweh will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for Yahweh has spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is Yahweh, we have waited for him, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain shall the hand of Yahweh rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swims spreads forth his hands to swim, and he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. And the fortress of the high fort of your walls shall he bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, even to the dust. Isaiah chapter 26. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open you the gates that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust you in Yahweh forever, for in Yahweh is everlasting strength. For he brings down them that dwell on high, the lofty city he lays it low. He lays it low even to the ground, he brings it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. You most upright do weigh the path of the just. Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for you. The desire of our soul is to your name and to the remembrance of you. With my soul have I desired you in the night. Yes, with my spirit within me will I seek you earnestly. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favour be shown to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of Yahweh. Yahweh, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but... Yahweh, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy of the people. Yes, the fire of your enemies shall devour them. Yahweh, you will ordain peace for us, for you also have worked all our works in us. Yahweh, O Yahweh, our God, other lords besides you have had dominion over us, but by you only will we make mention of your name. They are dead, they shall not live, they are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore have you visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. You have increased the nation, O Yahweh, you have increased the nation. You are glorified, you had removed it far to all the ends of the earth. Yahweh, in trouble have they visited you, they poured out a prayer when your chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draws near the time of her delivery is in pain and cries out in her pangs, so have we been in your sight, O Yahweh. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have as it were brought forth wind, we have not worked any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Your dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, you that dwell in dust, for your dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter you into your chambers, and shut your doors about you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation is over. For behold, Yahweh comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. Isaiah chapter 27. In that day Yahweh with his severe and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan the piercing serpent, even Leviathan that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. In that day sing you unto her a vineyard of red wine. I, Yahweh, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Fury is not in me, who would set the briars and thorns against me in battle. I would go through them, I would burn them together. Or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. He shall cause them that come out of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud, and fill the face of the world with fruit. Has he smitten them as he smote those that smote him? Or is he slain according to the slaughter of them that are slain by him? In measure, when it shoots forth, you will debate with it. He stays his rough wind in the day of the east wind. By this, therefore, shall the iniquity of Jacob be purged, and this is all the fruit to take away his sin, when he makes all the stones of the altar as chalk that are beaten in pieces, the groves and images shall not stand up. Yet the defence city shall be desolate, and the habitation forsaken, and left like a wilderness. There shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down, and consume the branches thereof. When the boughs thereof are withered, they shall be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore he that made them will not have mercy on them, and he that formed them will show them no favour. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall thresh from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt, and you shall be gathered one by one, O you children of Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcasts in the land of Egypt, and shall worship Yahweh in the holy mount at Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 28. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord has a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet. And the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looks upon it sees, while it is yet in his hand, he eats it up. In that day shall Yahweh of hosts be for a crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sits in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts? For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of Yahweh was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Therefore hear the word of Yahweh, you scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come to us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hidden ourselves. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believes shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be annulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goes forth, it shall take you, for morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a horror only to understand the report. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. For Yahweh shall rise up as in Mount Perazim, he shall be angry as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now therefore be you not mockers, lest your bands be made strong, for I have heard from the Lord Yahweh of hosts the consumption, even determined upon the whole earth. Give you ear and hear my voice, listen and hear my speech. Does the ploughman plough all day to sow? Does he open and break the clods of his ground? When he has made plain the face thereof, does he not cast abroad the black cumin, and scatter the cumin, and cast in principle wheat, and the appointed barley, and the rye in their place? For his God does instruct him to discretion, and does teach him. For the black cumin are not threshed with a threshing instrument, neither is a cartwheel turned about upon the cumin, but the black cumin are beaten out with a staff, and the cumin with a rod. Bread corn is bruised, because he will not ever be threshing it, nor break it with the wheel of his cart, nor bruise it with his horsemen. This also comes forth from Yahweh of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. Isaiah chapter 29. Woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt. At you year to year, let them kill sacrifices. Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be unto me as Ariel. And I will camp against you round about, and will lay siege against you with a mount, and I will raise forts against you. And you shall be brought down, and shall speak out of the ground, and your speech shall be low out of the dust, and your voice shall be as one that has a familiar spirit out of the ground, and your speech shall whisper out of the dust. Moreover, the multitude of your strangers shall be like small dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones shall be as chaff that passes away. Yes, it shall be at an instant suddenly. You shall be visited by Yahweh of hosts with thunder, and with earthquake, and great noise, with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire. And the multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her and her stronghold, and that distress her, shall be as a dream of a night vision. It shall even be as when a hungry man dreams, and behold, he eats, but he wakes, and his soul is empty, or as when a thirsty man dreams, and behold, he drinks, but he wakes, and behold, he is faint, and his soul has appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. Stay yourselves and wonder, cry you out, and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine, they stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yahweh has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, has he covered. And the vision of all has become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray you, and he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you, and he says, I am not learned. Therefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips, do honour me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvellous work among this people, even a marvellous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hidden. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from Yahweh, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us, and who knows us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay, for shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not, or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding? It is not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity, and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in Yahweh, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to nothing, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off, that make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproves in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of nothing. Therefore thus says Yahweh, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now grow pale. But when he sees his children, the work of my hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine.